Good evening, folks. It's Friday night, November 2nd. For some reason, that date doesn't sound right, but that's what my calendar says, so we're just going to have to say that it's November 2nd, but I do know that it is Friday night. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., which, of course, is the headquarters of American Free Press, the national weekly newspaper from Washington. And, of course, you can always check out the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. And if you're subscribing, if you're not subscribing, I should say, to American Free Press, I think you should. Not only because you can read a lot of good stuff that I write in there, but you can read a lot of good stuff written by a lot of good people like Mark Glenn and Mark Anderson and Jim Tucker. And that's just the start. Pat Shannon has joined our staff, working right out of Washington here. Pat's been out there in the heartland for years, bringing good stories to the former Spotlight and now to American Free Press. And now he's taken his life in his own hands, and he's moved to Washington. He's right here in the staff, and I have to say he's been a welcome addition to the staff, helping out, answering phones, doing a lot of the dirty work that is necessary to get out a weekly newspaper. Well, I got word that the great debate between Frank from Canada, who's the regular caller here, he's at Israel. I can never remember the name of this, folks, and I'm so embarrassed. Israel Watch Research Project. And, of course, the way to access that most simply is to go to Mark Glenn's website at crescentandgross.com. And go to the link. I always have to apologize to Frank. I can never remember the name of his website, but it's a good website. In any case, the debate between Frank and that odious little professor from the East Coast apparently will be scheduled on the Rick Adams Show. I just got word from my producer, who also does Rick's show, that Rick has said he will make one of his programs available for the debate. So once that's all set up and said and done, that is, the arrangements for the debate, we'll certainly reference it here on this program, and I certainly am looking forward to hearing it because I know Frank is going to win hands down. Well, speaking of winning hands down, you know, we didn't win the Iraq War hands down. It was supposed to be a cakewalk, as you know. And now the people who got that war started are all blaming it on George W. Bush as though they didn't have anything to do with it, saying that Bush is a fool and a patsy and not a very good president. Well, that's all true to the extent that that's the story, but of course the story is much bigger, and the fact is that there are many, many more powerful people who were manipulating and obfuscating and operating and scheming and intriguing behind the scenes, trying to push George Bush and the United States into the Iraq War, and now they are trying to wash their hands of it, even as they are still clamoring to get the United States involved in Iran. What hypocritical. Oh, I better control my tongue here because this is a family hour, and I don't want to use unfamiliar language to describe these horrible criminals who have been not only winning lots of fame and power through their warmongering, but making a lot of money at it. And I do have somebody specific in mind, folks. It's the very odious, to repeat a description I used earlier, the very odious Richard Perle. Well, we are going to a break here, and when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Richard Perle. So stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. It's Friday night. Before the break, I had occasion to use the word odious, not once but twice, and the use of that word reminded me of someone else who is quite odious. I'm hesitant to even mention him, but I must. I refer, of course, to that he, she of the radio and the internet, none other than Eric Queen Esther Hufschmidt. You know, I tell you something, folks, in light of all of my experiences with and related to Eric Hufschmidt over the past year or so since I've begun broadcasting on this network, I've had occasion to reassess my thinking about a lot of things, and I said at the very beginning when Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt split up that I noticed an immediate change of tone, change of pace, change of tenor, change of emphasis in the work of Daryl Bradford Smith. It seemed to me, I said at the time, that almost that as though a burden had been lifted from Daryl, and although Daryl, I don't know that he's continued to say anything bad about me as he did for a long time, and I'm sure his website still continues to maintain smears of me written by the equally odious Christopher Berlin, who matches his girlfriend, Eric Hufschmidt, in odiousness. I have to say that Daryl has charted a positive forward course. And on his website, which I will name, iamthewitness.com, Daryl has recently published absolutely free some very important works that have otherwise been largely out of print. Archibald Maul Ramsey's book, The Nameless War, Jack Bernstein's book, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel, and several other items which escape my memory at the moment. But needless to say, Daryl is out there doing something, and doing something largely positive, and it is not to my surprise that Eric Hufschmidt is now engaged in a relentless campaign of terrorism against Daryl Bradford Smith. And this seems to me to be a confirmation of what I had long begun to suspect, and I think it's being proven true at this time, that all along Eric Hufschmidt was indeed the dirty deed doer in that duo, that former duo of Hufschmidt and Smith, and that in many respects Daryl was probably, I don't want to say being manipulated by Eric, but let's say Eric was riding Daryl's coattails, Daryl's radio fame and internet fame, and using the website, when he was still involved with the website, using Daryl's website as a means to carry out on his own bizarre, even psychotic fantasies bordering on sexual insanity in some cases. I've seen some private emails that Eric has sent out to a number of people which have been forwarded on to me, and it's clear the guy's got some really deep-rooted problems of a sort that aren't really fit to talk about during the family hour. But needless to say, it seems to me now that Eric has launched his campaign against Daryl, it brings things further and more clearly into focus. It's kind of funny. Eric exposed really how thoroughly corrupt he is by placing on the internet conversations that he had with Daryl on the telephone that he taped, unbeknownst to Daryl. And, you know, that's illegal in a lot of places, folks. I suspect it's probably illegal in California, where Eric Hufschmidt lives. And Eric could thus be subject to prosecution if Daryl so chose, particularly since Eric has now posted this stuff on the internet. And, you know, it's interesting. Eric thinks that because he has posted these conversations with Daryl, in which Daryl uses foul language and Daryl is angry, that somehow makes Daryl look bad. Quite the contrary, it just simply shows me that when Daryl is broadcasting, and he said some things about me that I certainly haven't liked, and I've certainly responded to, and I've certainly been critical of Daryl, but when Daryl's on the air, he doesn't use the kind of language that he uses in his private conversations with Eric. And in those private conversations with Eric, Daryl was justifiably angry that Eric had somehow, for inexplicable reasons, done some very egregious things to damage the strong relationship that had been built up between the two. And now Eric is waging this campaign of terror and smear against his former partner. So I have to say that if I have to choose between the two, I'll certainly choose Daryl Bradford Smith. No matter how much I find distasteful the things that he has said and done vis-a-vis myself and American Free Press and other people, I do believe when all is said and done that if you look at the big picture, as I'm trying to do objectively at this point, I think we have this psychologically disturbed individual, Eric Hufschmidt, having played a major part in stirring up a lot of the problems that developed between, for example, Christopher Berlin and American Free Press. Now, needless to say, there were a couple other characters operating on Christopher from behind the scenes as well. But needless to say, folks, you know, as I say, now that I can sit back and look at things and look at the bigger picture, I'm beginning to see that it is indeed the odious Queen Esther Hufschmidt who probably was the real villain in the whole affair. And then, of course, we could go on at some length and discuss the connections of Eric Hoffschmidt. And those connections are as deep into the international Jewish financial community as you can get, right up to billionaire Gang of Four member Rupert Murdoch, who is the father-in-law of Eric Hoffschmidt's sister. And don't forget, folks, it was Eric Hoffschmidt who, when he unveiled that unusual relationship, said that he thought perhaps Rupert Murdoch was one of the good guys. Yeah, folks, Rupert Murdoch, one of the good guys. That's all you need to know about where Eric Hoffschmidt is coming from. Rupert Murdoch, to use a term we've used here this evening, is odious. Odious on his face. Odious by his works. And that brings us back to my original subject of the evening, Richard Perle. I mentioned that there's this new biography of Richard Perle written by Alan Weissman. It's called Prince of Darkness, Richard Perle, The Kingdom, the Power, and the End of Empire in America. I've read much of the book, and there are many, many interesting things in it, folks. But, you know, considering the fact that Richard Perle today is now saying that, oh, he really had very little to do with getting the United States involved in Iraq, here is a gem that must be passed on. It turns out that right before the beginning of the Iraq War, Saddam Hussein sent out feelers. He sent this message: call off your force and you can have everything you want, everything that is, except my resignation. That was Saddam Hussein's message to the United States. But Saddam Hussein didn't send that message to the Pentagon or to the CIA or to George Bush himself. You know who Saddam Hussein sent that message to? Richard Perle. Saddam Hussein knew exactly who was running the show in Washington, Richard Perle. And yet, Richard Perle, in his interviews with the gentleman who wrote this biography and in his public interviews, such as a notorious interview that he did with Vanity Fair some time ago, he said, and here's a direct quote, "We had almost no voice in what has happened." Yes, folks, that's Richard Perle talking. He had no voice in what has happened. I mean, you know, Alan Dershowitz wrote a book called Chutzpah. That might be the very definition of what Richard Perle is all about. This book about Richard Perle is full of lots of pearls, pun intended. And I just have a few pages turned back. I'd like to run by some of these items with you. Just little bits and pieces that thrown up there on the jigsaw puzzle, put the puzzle pieces of the puzzle about American power and how it's affected these days. Little interesting items. For example, the book notes in passing that the Economist of London points out, as the author says, with some amazement, that there are now more Jews in Congress than Episcopalians. Did you hear that, folks? We've always been told that white Anglo-Saxon Protestants ran America, the WASPs, so-called, that the Episcopalians were the elite of America. But there are now more Jews in Congress than Episcopalians. Interesting little point for those who say that, well, it's not really the Jews that have much power in this country, it's the Episcopalians. Now, here this Jewish biography of Richard Perle talks about the neoconservatives. He says, in fact, they were a group of mostly Jewish, and that's the emphasis, his emphasis, Jewish conservative Americans attempting to foment another war in the Middle East. Their affiliations are a cross-section of the Israeli-Jewish lobbying complex. Interesting little point. Something else I didn't know that appears in this book, ladies and gentlemen, it's about this character, Douglas Feith. We all know about him as one of the warmongers. Well, when we come back, a little bit more on these warmongers and a few other comments, then we'll go to the phone. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back. take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're chopping up Richard Pearl like we're chopping up a piece of ham at Easter dinner. I shouldn't say we're doing it. The facts are doing it. This new biography of Richard Pearl pretty much lays it all on the line as to what a piece of swine Richard Pearl really is. And not just Richard Pearl, but many of his associates, such as the aforementioned Douglas F-E-I-T-H. The reason why I call him Douglas F-E-I-T-H is because that's how his last name is spelled, and I frankly never know how to pronounce it because no one else I know seems to know how to pronounce it either. But it turns out, I didn't realize this, folks, ladies and gentlemen, and I fancied myself a bit of an expert on these so-called neocons, who are really a bunch of kosher cons, but in any case, this Douglas fight, his association with Richard Pearl goes clear back to the 1970s when Pearl was running the Senate office of Senator Henry M. Jackson, the Democrat of Washington, a slavish supporter of the Israeli lobby on Capitol Hill, and Mr. Faith Feith, however pronounced, actually was a summer intern in the Jackson office. That's where they first hooked up, and it's been a criminal conspiracy ever since. But it's kind of interesting. In this book, there is a quotation regarding Mr. Faith from someone who is cited as a moderate a top official of a moderate Jewish lobbying organization who once worked for AIPAC. I suspect I know who this particular person is, although he's not named, but here's what he says about Feith. And this is a Jewish lobbyist saying this. Feith is beyond an Israel firster. There is nothing that matters to Feith except Israel. Now, that's very revealing, folks, that even a moderate Jewish activist on Capitol Hill would say that about Douglas Feith. There is nothing that matters to Feith except Israel. Well, talking about AIPAC and these pro-Israel lobbying organizations, this biography of Richard Perle notes that on one occasion, Senator Joe Biden, who is, of course, running for the Democratic presidential nomination, once popped up at an AIPAC meeting, and he kept going around shaking hands with people, shoving his hands out to others and saying, "Hi, I'm Joe Biden. I've been hanging out with AIPAC for years." Can you imagine this, ladies and gentlemen? This is a member of the United States Senate, a member of an exclusive club. This is a guy who's been in the United States Senate since he was elected to the Senate when he was 29 years old. In other words, he wasn't even old enough to be a U.S. Senator when he was elected, but he turned 30 prior to the time that he was scheduled to be sworn in. So Joe Biden, who is now an old man, pardon those who are Joe Biden's age, but Joe Biden's been in the Senate all these years, and yet when he goes to AIPAC, this is the kind of things the United States Senator says, "Hi, I'm Joe Biden. I've been hanging out with AIPAC for years." Now, in this book about Richard Perle, you know, I've known a lot of these things about Richard Perle, but when it's all assembled together, all of his wheeling and dealing and high-level international intrigue, on the one hand bashing the Saudis, on the other hand covertly holding his hand out for deals relating to Saudi business interests with the implicit element of extortion there, saying, you know, maybe if you give me money, I'll be nice to you. I mean, the guy is a thoroughgoing crook and a thief and a wheeler dealer of the worst sort. You know, his old buddy Conrad Black, who just got convicted on racketeering charges regarding the administration of his publishing empire, he had put Richard Perle on the board, and Perle was running up credit card charges at the company's expense anywhere between $1,000 and $6,000 a month. Grocery bills, restaurant charges, all sorts of things. Mr. Integrity Richard Perle, a thoroughgoing crook and a thief. And note this, folks. Remember this. This is from the mouth of Richard Perle, September 22nd, 2003. He said, "A year from now, I'll be very surprised if there is not some grand square in Baghdad that is named after President Bush. There is no doubt that with the exception of a very small number of people close to a vicious regime, the people of Iraq have been liberated, and they understand that they've been liberated. And it is getting easier every day for Iraqis to express that sense of liberation." That's Richard Perle, ladies and gentlemen, this squat little crook, this greasy Zionist warmonger who played a major role in getting us into Iraq, and who claimed victory when it was easy to claim victory. And now that things are going bad, he's blaming it on George W. Bush and saying, "We had nothing to do with that." God almighty, folks. Can you believe it? Richard Perle. This guy's considered a statesman by some people, including my good friend, the big shot lawyer. My God, what are we coming to when someone like Richard Perle is dictating the course of America's and the world's affairs? Stay tuned. A little bit more when we come back, then we'll go to the phones.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I gave you that interesting quote from Richard Perle to the American Enterprise Institute on September 22, 2003, saying that he would expect there to be a grand square in Baghdad named after George Bush. And it's getting easier every day for Iraqis to express that sense of liberation. Well, that's been 4 years ago, and we see what's happened in Iraq. But of course, again, to quote Richard Perle himself, we had almost no voice in what has happened. He's talking about he and his fellow Jewish neoconservatives. Yeah, folks, he actually said that. And of course, the Jerusalem Post, Israel's most prestigious newspaper that was published by his friend Conrad Black, and on whose board of directors Richard Perle himself sat on the Jerusalem Post, they had a story right after the Iraq war began and supposedly ended in those heady days when they brought down the statue of Saddam Hussein. This is what the Jerusalem Post said. It turns out Richard Perle was right. As jubilant crowds of Iraqis welcomed U.S. troops into Baghdad as liberators and helped topple a massive statue of Saddam Hussein, Perle, a member of the Defense Policy Board who is widely viewed as an architect of the war, sounded triumphant. The liberal media elites, with their talk of a Vietnam-like quagmire, were wrong, and Pearl, to their surprise, was right. Yeah, and what is Richard Pearl now saying, ladies and gentlemen? Talking about President Bush, the man he pushed into this war, the man he directed into this war. He says, it's just gotten worse and worse. I actually have a lot of sympathy for Bush. I think he's a decent guy who has been courageous and is trying to do the right thing, but he just can't execute. He can't run the government. He's proven again and again he can't get his arms around the government, for which he takes responsibility. Can you believe that, folks? Richard Pearl, what swine. And in case you want to know that Vladimir Putin of Russia is a good guy, folks, I have the absolute proof. I know there's a lot of you out there who still follow the John Birch Society line that Vladimir Putin is a secret communist just waiting to jump out and say boo and turn the United States into a communist police state under the rule of the Soviet Union allied with Red China. Well, let me tell you what Richard Pearl has to say about Vladimir Putin. He says, I have the impression that this is a bad guy, and I have Russian dissident friends who share that view. Richard Pearl, this horrible excuse for a human being, says that Vladimir Putin is, in his impression, is a bad guy. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that I think Richard Pearl is a pretty bad guy. I think Richard Pearl is a pretty bad guy, and anybody that Richard Pearl thinks is a pretty bad guy must be a pretty good guy, at least certainly better than Richard Pearl. That's all you need to know about Vladimir Putin, folks, what Richard Pearl thinks of him. Richard Pearl, you know, folks, if there was one person on the face of the planet, if there was one person on the face of the planet that I would love to take a squishy, soft pumpkin pie and throw it in his face, maybe a graham cracker crumb cream pie, whatever your preference, well, that person is Richard Pearl. I hope I never run into Richard Pearl in a dark alley in Washington, D.C., and I just happen to have a handy graham cracker crumb cream pie, because Richard Pearl's going to get messed up. This is a really horrible man who has played a very horrible role in a lot of horrible things in our world during the past quarter century. And, you know, he's made an incredible amount of money doing it, folks. And he is part of a very small but tightly knit group of people who are most assuredly reserved a special place in hell. I really encourage you to read this book, this biography of Richard Pearl, Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl, by Alan Weisman, Weisman, from Union Square Books. And if I recall correctly, their website, Union Square Press, is an imprint of Sterling Publishing, so you can go to sterlingpublishing.com. It just goes to show you that every once in a while, in the mainstream media, you can get some very good stuff, and that's exactly what this book about Richard Pearl is. It shows, you know, really what a liar he is, what a prevaricator is, how he has managed to find excuses for his most reprehensible acts, and it also shows that he has been a major player in a lot of these intrigues, and yet he's always trying to absolve himself of it. He's a really, really arrogant, and very, very disturbing individual. He is so absolutely convinced of his rightness that he just doesn't understand what a really bad guy he is. And he's the one that thinks Vladimir Putin is a bad guy. Well, in that same regard, interesting and amusing little thing appeared in the Washington Times just this past Wednesday. There's this person named Helia Dale, or maybe she pronounces her name Helly Dale, but it's a lady. Use the term loosely here. She's constantly ranting and raving about how rotten and terrible Arabs and Arabs in general and Muslims in particular are. And isn't it funny that she's all worried about Iranian democracy? She says, Iran's challenge. Polling proves Iranians want democracy, too. Well, you know, it's interesting, folks. Everybody wants democracy. Now, please don't call in and start complaining that this is a republic, not a democracy. Let's keep it that way. I'm talking about the general loose terminology of democracy here, the idea maybe that people can elect their representatives. This is the loose terminology of the word democracy here, folks, so let's not get in a debate about democracy. The point is, there's hardly anybody around the world that wouldn't like to have an honest electoral system, even including, I might add, the people of the United States. Well, you know, here's the funny thing about it. These people who are demanding that we attack Iran in the name of supporting democracy for the Iranian people don't seem to realize that those Iranian people that do want democracy don't want democracy at the cost of having United States bombs and Israeli bombs and fancy missile systems raining death and destruction on their towns and cities. So these hypocritical people like this Helia Dale, for her to even dare pretend that she's placing herself on the side of the Iranian people, when in fact we know what her agenda is. Her agenda is an endorsement of the policies and the agenda of the people who want to destroy Iran. And the people who want to destroy Iran are people like Richard Perle, that bad guy, in his words describing Vladimir Putin. People like Richard Perle and these Israel firsters, lasters, and alwaysers, like Douglas Feith. And really, everybody in this country, Christian and non-Jewish, Christian and Jewish alike, who can be ranked as figures in the Zionist movement. And believe me, folks, there are a lot more Christian Zionists in this country than there are Jewish Zionists. So let's not hear any of this hypocritical demand for democracy in Iran from some of the very same people who are willing to put up with dictatorships in other countries simply because those other countries happen to be nice to Israel. I'm really sick of the hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sick of the double standards, and I think you are too. Well, in any case, I've said all I need to say for right now, and we do have some callers, including our range rider, our resident cynic, Jim from Texas. How you doing, Jim?
Hello, Mike.
How was your vacation?
I'm still on it.
Oh, you're still on it. Well, good for you.
I'm still in St. Louis,
but I'll be leaving
the weekend, but that's neither here nor there. I would like to admonish you slightly.
Please do.
On the on your much publicized debate between the guy set up by, I think it's Stan from Canada?
Frank from Canada.
Frank from Canada. Okay. And he set up a debate, but the parameters of the debate are the German Jewish Holocaust versus the Palestinian Jewish Holocaust.
Yeah, okay. That's roughly it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if I understood, because I listened to you on the archives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I remembered that it's set up. Well, you already lost that debate, okay? You lost once you say that the myth of the German Jewish Holocaust is equal to the absolute, objective, on the ground, blasting eyeballs out of Palestinian children Holocaust. You've already lost, because you're saying that a myth is the same as the facts on the ground.
You know, I'll tell you what, actually, that's a very good point, Jim, although if I recall, now you could be right about this, but if I recall, I think the parameters as described by Frank were not quite so endorsing, so to speak, of the concept of a Holocaust, of quote-unquote the Holocaust. If I recall, I think the way Frank framed it was that the treatment of the Palestinian Arabs by the Israelis is no different than the treatment of the Jews by the Germans during World War II. So that, as I would read something like that, that would preclude the idea that there were mass exterminations, that there were gas chambers, et cetera, et cetera.
No, but, Mike, that would include that German soldiers went around blasting the eyeballs out of Palestinian toddlers, okay, or Jewish toddlers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Happen. Okay, that's my point.
Well, you know, even there, that's kind of interesting because, you know, I do know from having done enough reading about this period we know of as the Holocaust that there were a lot of regulations governing the treatment of Jews in the concentration camps, their treatment by the SS, and there were many times when SS officers and concentration camp guards were called on the carpet for mistreating Jewish prisoners in the concentration camps.
Mike, there was even one or two that were executed for mistreatment.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That were executed. On record, they were executed for mistreatment of concentration camp inmates. Okay?
And you know, Jim, it's funny. That is an absolute historical fact, as you say, on the record. And over the years, when I have told a number of associates, acquaintances, friends about those facts, I have actually had, I remember in one case somebody said to me, I don't believe that.
Of course they don't believe it because they watch the History Channel and they watch Ollie North and his war stories, which is as phony as the day is long, and so is the History Channel. They're all phony. It's all a bunch of lies, and if people don't understand that, they don't understand. They've been lied to since 1913 completely, and about 75% before 1913. And if you can't understand that, you can't understand the present situation we're in.
Well, you know, see, this again just all comes back to the fact, you know, I had occasion while I was visiting in California to flip through the cable channels and see what appears in the quote-unquote alternatives to the three big networks. And you know, my God, the propaganda there in some respects is even more intense than it is on the mainstream networks because, you know, the mainstream networks are kind of geared to the lowest common denominator. And so their propaganda is on a different, lower level. But on these alternative channels like the one you just cited, the History Channel, who was it? Somebody, maybe one of the callers here on this program or maybe somebody I know said that they call the History Channel all Hitler all the time.
It's the Hitler Channel.
The Hitler Channel. Yeah, you know, and the thing is, the people who watch the History Channel are either people who are inclined to be perhaps more well-read or better informed in the general sense of the word. These are people who have an extra interest in history and so forth. More so than you might have for the person who likes to watch I don't even know what the TV shows are anymore, the Simpsons, I guess. But the problem is the people who are tuning into the History Channel to get history are getting propaganda at an even more intense level with an even more directed agenda. So you know, we can't win either way
Mike, being you were talking about Mr. Pearl, the Prince of Darkness, did anybody bring up in this autobiography or biography or whatever it was, biography, I guess,
mm-hmm.
That the fact that he was the brains behind the Jackson-Vanik Amendment, which we paid Russia to let the Jews come out to the United States and to Israel, whichever they chose.
Oh yes, that's all covered in this book, even including his intrigues with spying on behalf of Israel. So this book is quite comprehensive. I was anxious to see how far it would go, and this book goes all the way. I have to give credit to this guy. He he lays it all out. But the sad thing is, as you
yeah,
know...
Yeah, but it was cited as a wonderful thing that he did this.
No, no, not at all. No, the book is that the book, it doesn't make it like it's a good thing. It shows the kind of rotten intrigues that this guy behaved in throughout his career. And, you know, the guy, obviously, that is Richard Pearl, has no conscience whatsoever, and he will simply lie.
Mike, have you ever run across any of the brethren that had any? I'm sorry, but I haven't. You might have, but I haven't.
All right, Jim. I got to move on here, but always enjoy your calls.
All righty.
Jim from Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely one of our favorite callers, one of my favorite callers, and one of the favorite callers of the listeners. Stay tuned. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We have a couple callers lined up, but I'm only going to be able to get to one of them, I'm afraid, and that's George from Illinois. George, come on up.
Hi, Mike.
How are you tonight?
Pretty good, pretty good. I was wondering if Weissman, in his book on Pearl, goes into Pearl's participation in Iran-Contra in terms of his association with Adnan Khaznagi. Kasagi?
Yes, he does mention that in passing. I just saw that that here tonight. That's kind of interesting because he points out in the book that a lot of the key people involved in that whole Iran-Contra deal were close associates of Richard Pearl. Pearl has had his finger in the pie in so many of these intrigues that have gone on really since about 1975. You know, he's one of these people who's never really been well known, you know, to the general public. But yes, he does get into that in this book.
Interesting. Yeah, because from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was really the controller behind Oliver North, who dealt with Kasagi, who was really the middleman in dealing with the mullah.
Yeah, this is that whole thing. You know, this is what's always forgotten about Iran-Contra. In our old newspaper, The Spotlight, we always said that the correct name for that scandal should have been Israel-Iran-Contra, because, you know, even in the congressional investigation of it, they would refer to Israel, I think, as country C. You know, they talk about Iran, they talk about the United States, they talk about Nicaragua, they talk about Philippines, they talk about Saudi Arabia, all the Colombia, I think, was even dragged into it. But when it came to discussing the role of Israel and a lot of Israel's partisans inside the Reagan-Bush administration, they always tried to skirt away from the Israeli connection. And that's where Richard Pearl and his associates were right in the midst of it all.
Exactly. There's a controlling force that's always protecting them. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, even in the Conrad Black affair, where Conrad Black has been convicted on all these criminal charges, it's very, very clear that Richard Pearl himself had just as much exposure in a number of areas as did Conrad Black. But here's Conrad Black taking the rap and Richard Pearl just being mentioned in a negative way, but of course not indicted, not convicted, not jailed, not electrocuted as he should be.
Exactly.
For so
I mean,
many
he,
crimes.
He's, from what I understand, he had this money laundering organization, Trireme Partners.
Yes, that he mentioned in the book as well.
You know, they considered that a venture capital company, but in fact it was money laundering for the drug running in the, arms.
It goes on and on. That's what I say. There's a whole chapter in this book about Richard Pearl's international wheeling and dealing that is just so immense, and yet somehow he has slipped through the loop. Now, we know why he slipped through the loop, of course, but anybody else who had been involved in the things Richard Pearl would have been involved with would have been in jail 25 years ago.
Absolutely.
Maybe not for 25 years to life, but, I mean, he should have served. On multiple occasions, Richard Pearl was right in line to serve prison time and never has. The man obviously is well connected.
Exactly. There's such a mountain of things he's done.
Yeah.
To hurt our country and for his benefit
To his benefit. And you know what's interesting? In the book, they quote Pearl as saying that he anything he has ever done, even if he's made money at it, has always been in the best interest of the United States.
Well, I appreciate.
I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but I mean this is the kind of mindset this guy has, where he thinks that he does no wrong, and that everything he is doing is for a greater cause than himself. And yet, this is a guy who has been running our country over the cliff. And we're supposed to ride along with him in his big Cadillac.
Exactly.
Of course, he's got a parachute and we don't.
Yep.
All right, George, thanks for your call.
Thank you. You obviously
know a lot about Richard Pearl. Good for you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the evening. Do have a good weekend. Michael Collins Piper, signing off.